Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take the sources you share with us, articles, research, even your own notes, and pull out the critical knowledge you need to be, well, instantly informed.
And today we are wading into the world of sales infrastructure, specifically the mechanics of compensation. Now, I know that sounds dry, but the single nugget we pulled from your source material.
The excerpts from Assisting Sellers with Commission Calculators.
That's the one. It's actually far more about communication strategy than it is about accounting.
Yeah, that's what jumped out at me too. Our listener wants the fastest route to getting smart on this tech and the big claim in the research. It wasn't what we expected.
Not at all.
We were looking for things like, you know, data integration or processing speed or payroll efficiency. The usual stuff.
But the crucial takeaway, the foundational insight for this deep dive, is that the main benefit of these calculators was to assist discussions.
Discussions, not calculations.
Not administrative tasks. The messy human part of it. The conversations.
Okay, so let's unpack this. I mean, if you're a developer building a sales tool, your metric for success is usually mathematical, right? It's speed, it's accuracy.
Of course.
So why would the key finding be about facilitating human conversation?
Yeah.
We really need to understand the how behind that assistance.
We do. And I think to start, we have to define what this tool actually is in the context of, you know, high-stakes selling. A commission calculator here is not just some digital spreadsheet.
It's more than that.
Much more. It's an objective financial projection engine.
So it's a simulator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It takes the subjective reality of a sale, you know, the relationship, the persuasion, the complexity of it all, and it translates that into cold, concrete financial outcomes for the seller.
Okay.
It pulls in all these variables, tier-based pricing, volume discounts, maybe geographic incentives, product margins, where they are on their quota, and it just spits out one unambiguous number.
Mm.
This is what you're expected to take home.
That's fascinating because sales is so often driven by gut feeling, relationships, pressure.
Mm.
And what you're describing is injecting an element of pure, objective, calculated reality into what can be a very subjective process.
It's an anchor of certainty.
The trust anchor.
It is. It's the trust anchor in the conversation. And when we analyze the nature of that assistance the source talks about, we realize the calculator provides what you might call cognitive relief.
Cognitive relief. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about what stalls a discussion. It's not always disagreement. A lot of the time, it's just ambiguity or the sheer mental load of trying to hold all the variables in your head at once.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, I can see that. If a seller is mentally trying to calculate, okay, if I give this client another 5% discount, does that drop me below my bonus threshold? What does that do to my quarterly number? That hesitation, it can slow everything down.
Precisely. Hesitation, or even worse, making an error that undermines confidence later on. The assistance the calculator provides is immediate clarity.
Boom, there's the number.
Right. It takes the deal you're proposing, runs the projection instantly, and it just removes that financial unknown. And by getting rid of that ambiguity, the discussion can move forward confidently and quickly.
So the immediate calculation gives the seller a huge psychological benefit. Confidence.
Yeah.
They know exactly how far they can push, or what the real personal cost of a concession is without having to check with a manager later.
It establishes mutual understanding on the spot. Even if the parties are internal, the calculator just says, if we agree to this specific action, the result is this specific number.
And that objectivity is what creates the momentum.
It's crucial for forward momentum. It turns a tentative negotiation into a data-driven path forward.
Okay, so let's shift to the context of these discussions, because that's the core of the finding here. Mm-hmm. Sellers in discussions.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at the environments where this tool was the most valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the most obvious context would be external discussions, right? The actual negotiations happening with buyers.
Yeah, the external negotiation is the most immediate application. And in that scenario, the calculator acts as a massive accelerator for complex deals.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Imagine a big B2B purchase. The buyer is asking for specific concessions, let's say free shipping on 1,000 units, but only if they agree to a 2-year contract.
Ugh, yeah, that's a nightmare to calculate on the fly. You've got inventory costs, long-term projections, and the commission structure probably rewards longer contracts differently than just higher volume.
Exactly. Without the calculator, the seller has to use approximations. Or maybe they give away too much, or they have to stop the whole conversation to go talk to finance.
Which kills the momentum.
Totally. But with the calculator, they can just input the parameters in real time, 1,000 units, 2 years, free shipping, and immediately see the resulting commission projection.
And what does having that immediate number let the seller do strategically?
It lets them pivot with objective authority. If the projection shows the deal only gets them, say, 50% of the commission they need to hit their bonus, they can instantly counter.
How so?
They can say something like, okay, I understand the free shipping is crucial for you, but for me to offer that, we need to ensure the total volume hits 1,200 units. Here, let me show you what that looks like.
Ah, that is such a subtle but powerful shift. You're moving from arguing about what's possible to modeling what achieves our mutual goals.
Right.
The seller isn't saying, my manager won't allow it, which sounds weak and subjective. They're implicitly saying, the math doesn't support my incentive structure unless we adjust these variables.
It professionalizes the counteroffer. The conversation stops being a personal back and forth, and it becomes an objective joint scenario planning exercise.
Using the seller's own earnings as sort of the baseline constraint.
Precisely.
Okay, but I want to introduce a point of friction here. Doesn't this reliance on a calculator risk alienating the client? I mean, sales at its heart is about building relationships.
It is.
If the seller is constantly staring at a screen, calculating their personal take, doesn't that detract from the human element?
That's a critical question. And you'd think so, but the source material implies the opposite happens as long as the tool is used correctly. Instead of detracting, the objective data actually enhances the relationship.
Wow.
By fostering trust and competence, the seller is seen as prepared and authoritative, not manipulative or vague. They're bringing verifiable reality into the room.
They're showing that they've done their homework.
Yeah.
That they know the exact parameters they can work within, which makes them a more serious partner.
Yes. They aren't just winging it. But, you know, that external discussion is only half the story.
Okay.
The other and often more powerful context is internal discussions. So meetings with sales managers, performance reviews, strategic planning sessions.
See, this is where it gets really interesting for me, because external discussions are about negotiating with the client. Internal ones are about navigating expectations with your own management.
Precisely. And historically, when management introduces a new quota or a strategic shift, like, let's say, moving the whole team to focus on a new lower margin product,
that conversation can get adversarial fast.
Right. The manager is arguing for company strategy, and the rep is arguing based on a feeling of fairness or how much effort it will take.
It becomes a subjective power struggle. The manager is pushing a mandate, and the rep feels like the goal is unattainable, at least for the same commission.
And the commission calculator acts as a powerful leveler in that internal dialogue. If a manager says, our new goal is to sell product Z exclusively next quarter, the rep doesn't have to just argue about fairness.
They can just feed that goal into the calculator.
Yes. And the calculator instantly translates that strategy into the real personal financial impact. It moves the discussion from, is that goal fair, to,
okay, based on the calculation, achieving that goal gives me only 60% of my previous quarter's earnings. We need to adjust the commission structure or the volume target to align the incentive.
It ensures that these tactical discussions are grounded in a shared, calculated reality. The tool becomes the neutral arbiter.
It forces both sides to look at the same projection and agree on what's real.
It does. And if the calculated result of the new strategy doesn't incentivize the behavior you want, then the strategy is the issue, not the rep's effort.
This is a huge aha moment. The calculator isn't just for payroll. It's functioning as a critical governance and alignment tool. It's taking these big, subjective strategic ideas and holding them up to objective financial scrutiny.
It transforms the sales rep from just being a passive recipient of goals into an active, data-empowered negotiator within their own company.
So to synthesize this central insight, a purely mathematical, you could say, administrative tool, its greatest value is revealed to be for interpersonal interaction.
For communication.
Yes, because it removes the vagueness that's inherent in these high-stakes discussions. It is basically a specialized communication aid that's designed to eliminate cognitive friction.
It's the ultimate antidote to vague promises, subjective expectations, and just the fear of the financial unknown. It is. By grounding every step of the discussion in a quantifiable outcome, whether that's external pricing or internal goals, the calculator pulls the conversation away from emotion and centers it on a predictable, calculated reality.
And the confidence you get from having that immediate, objective proof, it must change the seller's entire demeanor. You're not operating on hope anymore. You're operating on math.
And you're leveraging that math to radically improve human communication.
And efficiency.
And this principle, it generalizes so broadly. For you, the listener, what this all means is it just shows the profound power of introducing specific, objective, easily accessible data into any complex or sensitive discussion.
When the facts are clear and everyone can verify them, the path to agreement is always going to be faster. And it's built on stronger trust.
Absolutely.
So next time you're faced with a complex negotiation or an internal strategic debate, think about the dynamic we just analyzed. The source material is telling us that when you're navigating these high-stakes topics, and compensation is always sensitive.
Oh, wait.
The introduction of one simple objective calculation can streamline communication and build confidence faster than just relying on estimations or subjective assurances.
It replaces estimation with projection. And that certainty is what fuels high-quality, real-time decisions.
And that leads us to our provocative final thought for you to mull over. If commission calculators are explicitly noted for assisting complex, high-stakes discussions, what other complex, human-centric processes in your professional life are currently stalled by ambiguity?
Think about things like quarterly resource allocation meetings or pushing back on timelines for a critical project or even promotion discussions that are based on really subjective performance metrics.
Right. Those conversations can get so emotional and adversarial.
But could they be radically streamlined, maybe even improved, just by introducing one piece of universally understood, calculated, objective data?
The source material suggests the answer is a resounding yes. It's the power of the verifiable number to cut through all the subjectivity and just drive alignment. Thank you for sharing your sources with us. We've enjoyed this deep dive.
Until the next one.